This is Haruo Mifusono. You are listening to Light in the Attic.
Hello, this is Matt Sullivan.
This is Yosuke Kitazawa.
And we're from Light in the Attic Records and Distribution. And you're here for the Light in the Attic podcast. And this latest episode, we will be focusing on the music of Harami Hosono, a legendary Japanese recording artist from Japan who was in as many groups over the years, but over the next couple years we'll be reissuing a handful of records by Harami Hosono, including his first album, The Sono House, and many others. We could go and chat about Hosono for hours and hours and hours, which we could hear, but the short end of it is he's pretty much a larger-than-life character in terms of his importance to not only Japanese music history, but really 21st century music history, as well as contemporary music history. He's still making great records today in his 70s, and we're completely honored to be working with him. And we are especially honored to have sat down with him in Brighton, England in June, where we were, myself and Yosuke were both there for a Light in the Attic concert, which happened in London, England, a couple days before the Brighton show on June 23rd with Acetone and Willie Thrasher and Linda Saddleback in celebration of Light in the Attic's Sweet 16 anniversary. And a couple days later, we sat down with Hosono, as I mentioned, in Brighton, right before he performed a show at the Old Market, a great little venue right in Brighton on a beautiful sunny day.
Right by the ocean, very nice weather.
It was perfect. And we spent the day mostly spending our life savings at Brighton record stores, and it was really a pleasure to get the chance to sit down with him, myself and also Yosuke. Yosuke fortunately speaks English and Japanese, unlike me, so he
was able to translate. Yeah. And Hosono was just in such a relaxed mood, and he was really pleased with the performance at the Barbican. He told us a little bit about that in this interview. But yeah, this was his first time ever performing his solo works outside of Japan or outside of Asia. So he didn't really know what to expect, but it exceeded his expectations.
And his band, we should say, were exceptional. And at the end of the Barbican show, there was a surprise appearance by the other two YMO members, which everybody kind of went crazy for, and it was really like a very magical evening all around. Everybody was just like, it was just a beautiful vibe. So it was nice to continue it in Brighton, which was the Old Market where we performed. Was this tiny little venue, maybe about 300 people, but also had a really unique vibe.
Much more intimate.
Yeah, much more intimate. But thank you for listening, and a big thanks to Hosono for sitting down, taking the time to sit down with us and chat, as well as to make the trip all the way to the UK and perform such special shows. It was really a pleasure, and a big thanks to the people at the Old Market too for bringing him to Brighton, as well as the Barbican team. I guess we could mention release dates, but don't have to, but we will say that we have lots of Hosono related reissues on tap for the next couple years, five of which are happening this August and September, starting with many records, but one of my true favorites is his first solo record from 73 called Hosono House, and many more, so stay tuned for next year as well. Thank you for listening, and here's the Light in the Attic podcast. What did you think of the Barbican show?
Barbican show, mm.
How'd you feel?
いや、すごい嬉しかった。予想してなかった。その、みんな喜んでくれたっていうことがね。すごい不安だったから。すごい嬉しかったです。
He was really happy about the show because the audience reaction was so unexpected, and mm-hmm. he wasn't expecting such a great crowd reaction. So he was really happy mm-hmm. about the show.
Does it feel different to be here as a solo artist in England?
イギリスに今まで YMO とかで来たことありますけど、ソロアーティストとして来るのはなんか違う感じですか？
全然違いますね。責任が一人になっちゃうから特に YMO っていうのは、まあ、ポップミュージックの日本でもアイドルだったし、なんていうんだろう、非常にこうプロジェクトとしてしっかりしてた。でもソロはやっぱりなんだろう、好きなことしかやってないから、なんていうんだ、ポップミュージックとして見せようっていう気力はないね。なんちったらいいか分かんない。
So it's totally different from playing here as part of YMO, because all the responsibility falls on him. And with YMO, it was like a pop music project that was really structured. It worked really well that way. But as a solo act, he's been doing what he wants to do, so it's kind of, I guess, more, I guess it's not as structured, so he doesn't really know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think of the Barbican as a venue, in terms of the architecture and the space and the sound?
Barbican の場所は、
まあ、素晴らしい。今までで一番良かったかな。もう一回やりたい、あそこだな。
He said it was wonderful, like maybe one of the best places that he's ever played. それはどんな意味
だ？建物がいいでしょ、それが環境がいい、そのなんだろう、まあホールも素晴らしい、作りが好きだもんね、こう音響がいい、
The architecture was great, the whole environment felt really nice, and the sound quality was really nice, the acoustics.
It's a beautiful place. Mm. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's nothing like it in the world that I've been to.
So,
Did you get to see or hear any of the other artists on the bill, Acetone or Willie Thrasher and Linda Saddleback?
のコンサートで他にやったアーティストたちは聞く機会は
ありますか？聞く余裕はなかったんだよね。モニターのスピーカーからちょっと聞いてたけど、でもホテルが同じだった。ホテルが同じヒルトンで、リンダっていう人と、なんだろう、あれ3人組、
ウィリーと、
そうだ、名前がちゃんと覚えてないまだ。彼らがすごいスピリットが良かった。イヌイットで、なんか家族だって言われて、カウボーイみたいな天狗の旗かぶった人はヘビースモーカーでタバコあげたりね、独特のコミュニケーションしてきたんで、すごい好きな人たち、すごいなんか好きになっちゃった。音楽はよくわからない。
So he didn't get to hear the music that much, just through the monitors, but they all stayed at the same hotel, so he was able to meet up with the artists, and especially Linda and Willie, he felt a really good energy from them, and he felt like he felt really comfortable talking with them, sharing cigarettes, and he didn't understand his music too well, but as people, he really understood and felt kind of a connection with them.
もうなんかどっかでまた会おうっていう、 See you somewhere on the road って言ってたから。
So they said like see you somewhere along the road, somewhere down the line.
それが好きだった。
So he really enjoyed that.
It was very special to see all of you together, and the photo was really it meant a lot to me, and I wanted to thank you to have you here, and it was kind of magical to see such a
people from such a far, far away places in one space. It was a magical evening.
そうね。
Yeah. It was very magical. Yeah.
みんなやって一緒に なんか、ね、世界中のいろんなところから来て一緒になるのがすごい不思議な感じで、まあ、マジカルな感じですごい感謝してます。
ね、本当にいいとこに行ったなっていう気持ちがあるね。うん。
He felt like he went to a really nice place.
That's great.
Yeah.
Me too.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. How do you feel about your music, your solo albums being available finally in the rest of the world?
ソロアルバムがやっと海外でも買えるようになるっていうのは
どうですか？ねえ。いや、面白い時代になったなと思うね。日本のまあ、ポップミュージックがいっぱい聴かれるようになってね、まあ、その中に僕も入ってるけど、さっきも言ったけど 4,50 年の歴史をみんな聴いてくれるようになったわけで、よく知ってるなと思いますよ、日本の音楽はね。だからこれからはやりがいがあるっていうか、ちょっと意識を変えていくかもしれない。みんなが聴いてるんだって思わないと今までそう思ってなかったから
He said these are really interesting times, and that like these people are listening to Japanese pop music from decades ago, like 40, 50 years ago. And from now on, like he has to be really conscious of the fact that people are actually listening
yeah.
to his music. So,
that's great. Do you have a favorite of your albums from the past?
自分のソロの中で聴いてるアルバムは
ありますよ。オムニサイツインとフィルハーモニーが好きです。
フィルハーモニー、オムニサイツイン、yes, those are great ones. You have, I don't know many people with a body of work like yours, where there's so many distinct but beautiful records.
細野さんみたいにもういろんなジャンルで素晴らしいアルバムを作ってる。
いや、それが弱点だったんだよ。
He feels that that's his weakness.
I feel that the new record I love.
Oh.
Yeah, I keep wanting to call it Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
But it's just beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love it. Yes, I love it. We would love to release it in the rest of the world. Yes.
それはよかった。昔のみんな好きなんだろうなと。細野ハウスってすごい僕にとっては古いから。20代の頃だから。今の音楽聴いてほしいなと思いますよね。
So he'd love to have like his current music be like heard by more people.
Yep.
He knows that everyone loves like what's on the house and his old music, but that was made when he was in his 20s. So it's very old music for him.
I think the new record is incredible. I listened to it, my wife and I, in the car on repeat with our two little kids. It's like on loop. It's just beautiful.
嬉しいね。
Disc 1 and Disc 2. I love the covers and the originals are just they're fantastic.
嬉しいね。日本人。
彼の、まあ、奥さんと子供たちといつもなんか車の中で聞いて、
すごい嬉しい。そういう風に聞いてくれるのが一番嬉しい。
He's really happy that you're listening to it that way.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. My wife loves it. She loved the show the other night.
本当？
Yeah, 奥さんも
And our kids were backstage with the babies. We brought my little son, 3 and a half.
I brought
him out to the show. He loved it. Yeah.
He said, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So he saw them.
He had a shirt off, running around, crazy hair.
It's more. Shirt's kinaid.
Like animal from the Muppets. Where would you, where do you hope to play next outside Asia, or if you would like to? What cities?
今度どっか海外でやると
したら。来年また台北に行きます。それは決まってる。でも来年はまたおそらく。ちょっと元気だったらロサンゼルスに行きたい。
He's going to be playing in Taipei next year. If he feels good enough, he would love to play Los Angeles.
It'd be great. I'd love to see you in Van Dyke Parks together in Los Angeles.
Yeah. 嬉しいね。
He came to the Lightning Attic office recently, office party, and just amazing.
本当?
Oh yeah, amazing. He's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
So funny.
So funny, yes.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes, we really appreciate it. It's an honor to work with you, and we're just over the moon to be here with you. So thank you for letting us be a part of this moment. So we appreciate it.
ありがとうございます。うん。チャンネルズの水水。歩けばよ風に。ハーバーライン。ハーバーライン。行こうか。行こう。空気舞った。もう一気にグリ出せ。ソロ。エド。なんて言っちゃダメ。いっそいっその。ポンポンジョ。シュラシュシュ。ポンポンジョ。お、いつでも。シュラシュシュ。ポンポンジョ。シュラシュシュ。ポンポンジョ。実際かけて。